19 minutes to 8. Last week we commenced with the tafsir of the final ruku of Surah Ibrahim, verse 42. That's ruku number 7. I just want to recap the two verses that we've discussed before we continue, because there's a kind of link. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Never think that Allah is unaware of what the unjust do. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبَصَارِ. He has merely given them a respite till a day when eyes will remain staring. And we explain that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is fully aware of the actions of all those who do wrong. Allah gives them respite so that they can reform, and if they don't reform, Allah gives them further respite so that they hang themselves with their own rope. And a time will come when their eyes will remain staring out of the horrors of the consequences of their actions. But don't think Allah is unaware because nothing's happening to them. مُهْتِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ تَرْفُهُمْ. They will be running with heads raised, their eyes not returning to them. وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَى. And their hearts having flown away. This is a description of the terror that they will feel on the day of Qiyamah. They'll be staring and running. You know, their eyes will be fixed out of shock and horror. Their hearts will be like, you know, when you say, my heart was in my throat, was in my mouth, their hearts will have like flown from them out of extreme terror. On the converse, the believers on that day, Allah says, they shall not grieve in that great terror, and the angels shall receive them in Surah Anbiya. So those are the two verses, 42 and 43, that we discussed. Now, the theme continues in verse 44. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسِ, warn the people, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابِ, of the day when the punishment shall come upon them. فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And the oppressors, the transgressors will then say, رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلِ. O our sustainer, give us a respite for a short while. We will accept your call and follow the messengers. أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقَسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ. Did you not take an oath previously that there will be no removal for you from this world? So, this could either refer to the day of Qiyamah, or it could refer to the time of death, or it could refer to the time of punishment in this world. At either one of these three times, those who are wrong, were wrong, meaning the transgressors, the zalimin, when they see the punishment coming in the dunya, they'll now want respite. No, give us a chance. We'll fix our actions. It's too late when you already see the punishment. Or at the time of death, it's too late as well. Even Fir'aun was told, and now? When death has already overcome you and you can see the consequences of your actions in the after. Or on the day of Qiyamah itself, when they see Jahannam, when they see the actions, when they see the book of deeds, they'll ask Allah, like Allah mentions in Surah Mu'minun, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Now when death comes to you, you say, oh Allah, let me go back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. So that I can do something good now. So at the time of death, you won't be granted that additional respite, or the time on the day of Qiyamah, you won't be allowed to come back. Or even if you just seen the punishment coming this world, because you already saw the punishment. Allah says in Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajdah, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, you will see the rejectors bow their heads before their sustainer and saying, oh, our sustainer, we have heard now and we have seen. Send us back so that we can do good. Now we are convinced. Too late. You ought to be convinced in the world. So at the time of death, or in the day of Qiyamah, or at the time when the punishment comes, you won't be given a second chance. It would be too late. Allah says, you'll ask for a second chance then, but at that time it will be told you. When you were warned, you said, ah, what's this whole thing? Man, I'm going to live for a very long time. Once I die, I die. My body is going to decompose. What's all the story about retribution and reckoning and all of that? Now, these were the oaths, big, big oaths that you took in your very proud and audacious way, that your status and your power will never be wiped out, and that you won't have to present yourself for accountability after death. Now what has happened? Now you're asking for a second chance? وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. You inhabited the settlements of those who wronged themselves. وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ. And it had been made obvious to you how we dealt with them. وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ. And we expounded all the stories before you. O Meccans, you know what happened to the people before you who who transgressed the limits of Allah. The people of the elephant were destroyed here on your doorstep. You'd go past the ruins of the Ad and Thamud when you go for your business travel. The Quran is replete with stories. The Prophet has verbally told you about the consequences that the people before you had faced for rejecting Allah and His messengers, and yet you went to do the same, as Allah says in Surah Al-Qamar, حِكْمَةٌ بَالِغَةٌ فَمَا تُغْنِ النُّذُرُ. This is perfect wisdom, yet the warners had no effect on them. So then you didn't allow it to have an effect on you. Now you're asking for a second chance? There's no second bite at the cherry of life. It's a lesson for us also to learn, even though we have iman. But if our actions are not correct, come that day, there will be no second chance. May Allah make us amongst those who will not need a second chance. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.